today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, which in that we're going to speak about the art of listening. So be with us.
Yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves, isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Wednesday, is the 19th of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of Urdibehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At this point, we'll listen to one of the verses of the Holy Quran and the important point of it. For today, we choose Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 83.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذا سمعوا ما أنزل إلى الرسول ترى أعينهم تفيض من الدمع مما عرفوا من الحق يقولون ربنا آمنا فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين.
And when they hear what has been revealed to the messenger, you see their eyes overflowing with tears because of what they have recognized of the truth. They say, Our Lord, we have believed, so register us among the witnesses.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
One of the examples of the Christians shedding tears is what Ja'far ibn Abi Talib recited the verses of Surah Maryam for Nashaji in Abyssinia. Therefore, as soon as the heartily receptive persons hear the truth, they will be touched at heart, but the blocked ones do not move even by seeing it. Despairing the nature of man is charmed by the truth. Then when he reaches his beloved, he sheds the tears of joy. Our believers should offer a petition for the continuation of their belief and having a good end.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
The art of listening we're speaking about. Just because you're quiet and you let others do 75% of talking doesn't mean you're a good listener. And just because you're good at talking and receiving what the other says doesn't mean you're a great listener either. How many times have you longed to be heard and understood only to have the receiving and ordering a pizza in the background, shuffling through papers or texting while you talk? The need to be understood and listened to is a basic human need, along with food, water, and shelter. Yet the sad reality is that most of us lack this basic life skill.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The importance of listening to the Holy Quran and the miracle of listening. So listening to Quran has a great impact on one's soul, while listening to Quran makes us realize the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His supremacy, and also makes us understand that we have no control over anything. While listening to Al-Quran, our soul feeds on the purity of the words of Quran and makes us realize our sins and bow down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listening to the Holy Quran can have both physical and emotional benefits. When you recite or listen to the Holy Quran, it helps us understand the true concepts of Islam and brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To realize the words which you are listening to are the words of the Almighty Allah, not the words of a random human. While we listen to Quran, we also come to recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the true creator of the heavens and the earth, and is overwhelming to listen to. Its recitation leaves is very overwhelming. Listening to its recitation leaves an amazingly effective and fresh feeling within us, in our hearts and soul, as we begin to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can remedy all our issues in a matter of seconds, and that He on His own can mend our broken hearts, and He on His own is the true healer of those hearts.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
And again, we reach to essential qualities that make excellent listeners. And for today, we introduce compassion. Listening with compassion means being open to hearing the other person's feelings and concerns. You don't need to agree with them, but showing that you understand and acknowledge their feeling can make them feel heard and respected. In difficult conversations, it's often easy to forget that the other person is human too. It will be easier to maintain a constructive dialogue when you approach the discussion with compassion. Compassion plays an important role in the art of listening. It can help diffuse tense situation and make employees feel appreciated at work. Showing that you care about their well-being will make them more likely to be productive and cooperative. Episode of today's special, recently, we introduced some etiquettes in our relationship with the Holy Quran. Memorization of the Holy Quran is one of them. There is no direct verse to highlight this point, but indirectly, there is verse 34 of Surah Ahzab, chapter 33 of the Holy Quran, addressing the wives of Rasulullah Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. The verse says, and recite what is rehearsed to you in your homes of the signs of Allah and His wisdom, for Allah understands the finest mysteries and is well acquainted with them. While this verse is directly addressing the wives of Rasulullah, it is indirectly also a command to all of us to remember the verses of the Holy Quran. Again, there are numerous hadiths narrated from Rasulullah and Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all, instructing us that memorizing the Holy Quran is extremely recommended and high appreciated in our religion.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, God says, يا أيها, oh who you believe, أطيعوا الله ورسوله ولا تتولوا عنه. Do not turn away from your prophet, from the apostle of God. وأنتم تسمعون, you are hearing him. ولا تكونوا كالذين قالوا سمعنا وهم لا يسمعون. Do not be like those people who said, we hear, but we don't understand. They hear with their ears, but they don't hear with their hearts. ولا تكونوا كالذين قالوا سمعنا. Yeah. We heard what you said, but we don't accept it. وهم لا يسمعون. Then God gives an example. Who are those? You address them, you talk to them, and they can hear the voice, but they don't understand the message. Those are the animals and the cattle. إن شر الدواب عند الله الصم, dumb and deaf, or deaf and dumb. الصم البكم الذين لا يعقلون ولو علم الله فيهم خيرا لأسمعهم. If God knows the animal have the capacity to understand, he will teach them, but they don't have the capacity. And even if he teaches them, ولو أسمعهم لتولوا وهم معرضون. Even if he tries to teach them, they're going to turn away from God. One of the beautiful names of God, As-Sami' al-Alim. God is Sami'. God listens to us. If he doesn't listen to us, he's not going to answer us. So he listens. God listens. God said to Musa and Harun, when you go to Pharaoh, don't worry. Innani ma'akuma asma'u wa ara. I am with you. I can hear your conversation and I can see what you do. إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. In fact, this is the first thing we learn. God says when you are born, the first faculty in your body that is activated is your hearing. Before your vision, before we are able to see, we are able to hear. And some scientists believe that while we are in our mother's wombs, we begin the journey of hearing. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لا تعلمون شيئا. God took you out of your mother's wombs while you know nothing. وجعل لكم, and he made for you السمع. The first faculty is السمع. السمع والبصر والفؤاد. First hearing, second vision, and then discerning, understanding. وجعل لكم السمع والبصر والفؤاد.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. It seems that our time is over, so inshallah we continue this interesting topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Don't forget, follow us. Till tomorrow, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي
علي إمامي.